我们从提摩太后书第三章里头看到，跟随主的人是面对一个非常不容易的环境。
And from 2 Timothy chapter 3, we can see that those who follow the Lord would face very difficult times.
外面的、里面的都有许多的难处。
Externally and internally, there would be difficulties.
外面的是世界各样堕落的风气在那里引诱着我们。
And from without, it is the corrupt trends of the world that tempt us.
里面的也有许多世界上的事物代替主的地位，叫我们和主中间产生了阻隔。
And from within, many earthly matters take the place of our Lord, that they become barriers and hindrances between our fellowship with the Lord.
再加上撒旦的一些工作，兴起一些似是而非的道理，叫我们的道路模糊了。
And also added on the work of Satan that gives us some unclear doctrine, then we become confused on the work of the Lord.
圣灵并没有向我们这些跟随的人隐瞒我们所面对的环境。
And the Holy Spirit did not hide the circumstances which we would face.
当他如何的向提摩太摆明这样的事实。
And at that time, how it was revealed to Timothy, this was the fact.
现在借着他从前向提摩太说的话，今天向我们也说同样的事。
And today, through the words spoken to Timothy at that time, speaks the same words to us.
事实上，我们看到我们周围的环境也的确是这样。
And in fact, when we see the surroundings around us, it is the truth.
仇敌布下许多的网罗，要叫我们踏进去。
And that the enemies have set many traps for us to fall into.
从敌人用着各种各样的事物来引诱我们偏离主的路。
And he also used many things and matters for us to depart away from the Lord's path.
甚至是兴起一些非常凶险的环境来叫我们里面胆怯。
And even to a point that he would raise up very fierce circumstances so that we would be fearful from within.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵不是单单叫我们看见凶险的那一面。
The Holy Spirit not only lets us see the side where there is fierce.
他也叫我们看见如何在这些凶险的环境里面不离开主的喜悦。
But the Holy Spirit also lets us see that from the fierceness of these circumstances that we do not depart away from the pleasure of the Lord.
我们继续从第三章的第十节开始，我们就看到圣灵转了一个方向给提摩太说话。
And as we read on from chapter 3 verse 10, we can see the Holy Spirit speaks from a different angle to Timothy.
那当然也是向着我们今天属神的人说同样的话。
Of course, it is speaking the same words to us today, those of us who belong to God.
那圣灵在保罗的里面把保罗的心思带到保罗的所经历过的事上。
Now the Holy Spirit brings Paul to speak upon the matters which he has experienced.
我们也知道提摩太是保罗把他带着成长的。
And we all realize that it was Paul who led Timothy in growth.
所以提摩太一直是看着保罗来走过他跟随主的年日。
So Timothy saw how Paul went through the days of his life.
他认识主的真道是借着保罗。
And it was through Paul that Timothy came to know of the truth of the Lord.
他生活上的操练也是借着保罗。
And it was also through Paul that Timothy was trained in life.
而他能看见主的道路也是因着保罗。
And it was also because of Paul that Timothy was able to see the way of the Lord.
那是在第十节的时候保罗就说了这么一些话。
So it was in verse 10 that Paul said these words.
我们中文圣经就把它翻成你已经服从，那个但字很有意思，不过因为那个但字我常常和弟兄姊妹都交通了，所以我就不提了。
And so I won't mention the word very interestingly is but because I have shared upon that many times.
这个但字一出来啊，
And when this word arises but
前面所提到的一些事情就起了一个大变化。
Then all the mentioned things before has a great transformation.
如果我们回到第三章来看，那开头说的那些话是叫人丧气的。
Now when we return to the beginning of chapter 3, we can see all the words there would cause us to be discouraged.
但第十节的那个但字就把整个情势扭转过来。
But in verse 10, when the word but starts, then it would change the whole circumstances as well.
这个但就把听到这个信息的人 他们的眼睛就从一面转到另外的一面。
Now when those who have heard this message hears this word but, they would turn their eyes from one side to the other.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到保罗在这里说。
We see Paul here saying.
我照着那个原来的比较贴切的一点的意思说。
I will say it according to the original text, which is more to the original.
但你已经很透彻的领会了我的教导。
But thou hast fully known my doctrine.
那就和这里服从我的教训，那意思上就差很远了。
Now from the Chinese translation, when it says that you have obeyed my teachings, it's very different.
那有些时候服从是因为逼不得已、啊、
Because sometimes when you obey, it is out of unwillingness.
那他有权柄，我是服在他权柄的底下，我不服从也不行、啊、
And because he has authority, so I must submit under his authority. I cannot but do that.
但是你问我心里佩服不佩服，那我就说我不佩服。
But if you ask if I would respect that, I would say no.
但是这里不是说这样子。不是说服从
But here it does not say to obey.
这里是说提摩太你已经很透彻的领会我给你的教导
But here it says that Timothy but thou hast fully known or understood my doctrine.
而不仅是知道我给你的教导
Not only know of my doctrine.
你也知道我的这个人
You also know of me.
不管是在品德的一方面
whether it is in my manner
和我的志向的一方面
or from my purpose
和有我的信心的这一方面
or from the side of my faith
整个的属灵生命的那些学习和操练
all the teachings and experience and training of the spiritual life
好像对人的宽容啊爱心啊忍耐啊那么这么一些
all these things the long suffering charity and patience
提摩太你都很透彻的去领会
Timothy you have fully known of this
那当然圣灵用保罗说这个话也说出一个非常宝贝的意思
Of course when the Holy Spirit uses Paul to say these things it is also very precious
主日我们的弟兄交通的时候所提到有一个点那么在这里就碰到那个原则了
And this Lord's Day when our brother shared upon one point that comes upon this principle
你要自己的儿女肯爱主肯拣选主那你必须自己有一个好的榜样
And if you want your children to love and choose the Lord you yourself must set a good example
如果做父母的没有一个准确的榜样
If the parents does not have an accurate example
你去要求儿女们在主的面前拣选主的喜悦那是不是说不可能是不大可能就是
But if you do not do that and you request and you require your children to choose the good will of the Lord it is not impossible it is not very possible though
感谢神保罗在这里带领着提摩太的时候他是把他整个人放在他面前
Thank the Lord that when Paul was leading Timothy he places completely himself before Timothy
不单是他的教导
Not only his teaching
而是他整个的人
But he himself completely
这是非常宝贝的一点
And this is a very precious point
这也是提醒我们现在在跟随主的人在跟随主的路上我们该如何的学习
And this also reminds for us who follow after the Lord in the path how we should learn from this
不仅是要知道一些属灵的道理
Not only do we have to know of some spiritual teaching
重要的是要活出那个属灵的真实
But what's important that is we have to live out that spiritual truth
我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God
保罗就说到了
Paul says this
尽管环境是如何的凶险
No matter how fierce the circumstances are
我是朝着主而奔跑的
That I am pressing on towards the goal
我绝不让这些凶险的环境叫我的脚步从主的面前往后退
And none of the fierceness of the circumstances would cause me to retreat from following the path of the Lord
所以保罗在这里不仅是说到他一些属灵的认识和学习
So here Paul not only tells us of some of his spiritual understanding and experiences
也实在的在这里让圣灵用着他的 所经历的事情来显明一个跟随主的人的脚踪。
But he also allows for the Holy Spirit to use his own experiences to let us see the teachings of those of us who follow in the footsteps of the Lord.
那提到那个跟随主的人的脚踪。
Now to the mentioning the footsteps of those who follow the Lord.
简单的来说，就是见证的脚踪了。
Very simply, it is the footsteps of the witnesses.
那保罗怎么走过他的路呢？
Now how did Paul go through this path?
保罗就说到
Paul says,
他在跟随主的路上所遭遇的事情不是很轻松的。
In the path of his following after the Lord, it was not very easy.
所以十一节那里就说，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难。
In verse 11, he says, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured.
弟兄姊妹晓得这里所提的都是保罗在跟随主的起头的那段日子所经过的。
Now brothers and sisters, what is mentioned here is only the beginning part of Paul's following after the Lord.
特别在以哥念和路斯德，他连命都差点
especially at Iconium and Lystra when he almost lost his life.
啊，所以他就说到我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，那就是说我所忍受的那个逼迫是何等何等的不容易接受。
And so when he says what persecutions I endure, meaning with what fierceness of the persecutions he endured was not easy to take in.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord,
保罗不是在这里抱怨他的道路上忙了这些的难处。
Paul here is not grumbling how much difficulty he has upon his path.
也更不是抱怨为什么我跟随主，主却把我带到这样崎岖难走的路上。
And here he is not grumbling against the Lord. How come I follow the Lord and the Lord gives me such a crooked path?
他是要从这些的跟随主的经历的里头引出跟随主的道路。
But from experiences of following the Lord, he wants to lead us to this path of following the Lord.
而在这个跟随主的路上
，And upon this path of following the Lord,
一面他经历了主。
On the one side, he experiences the
Lord. 另一面，他更深地认识主心里头的意念。
On the other hand, he deeply more understands the heart that is in the Lord.
也更多地知道十字架的道路是什么一回事。
And he has more knowledge about this matter of the way of the cross.
我们在这里稍微看看保罗在他跟随主的脚踪上面，他领会了一些什么。
Now, if we take a look here, we can understand what Paul experienced and come to know about this in his experiences.
我们也能看见，就是因着他这样的领会，就叫他在许许多多的难处的路上，他坦然无惧的继续的往前行。
And we can also see then from his experiences and what he came to know, how he was able to boldly go ahead without any fear.
我们特别留意，难处是很多了。
Now we have to pay attention, there would be many difficulties.
他在这里只是提到安提阿、以哥念、路斯德。
Now here he only mentions about Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra.
但是在这三个地方以后，保罗所经过的都没有在这里提。
Now the experiences he had after these three places, he did not mention here.
连头一次在罗马坐牢他都没有提。
He didn't even mention the first time he was in prison in Rome.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们就知道保罗所经历的难处真是多而又多。
But brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Acts, we can encounter and read all about the Paul's experiences and persecutions and trials he had.
那么在那么许许多多的困苦的里头，保罗你为什么这么傻？
And in so much suffering and difficulty, we can say, Paul, how come you're so crazy?
如果你所跟随的主，他实在是大能的，他实在是从永远到永远的主，那他为什么让你经过这许许多多的难处？
Now, if the Lord you're following is almighty and he is from eternity to eternity, how come he would allow for you to go through so much difficulty?
我想这样的问题也是我们在如果活在旧造里边一点点，我们都会常常上主发的问题。
I think this would be an issue we would have with the Lord if we would live a little bit under the old creation.
主啊，你为什么叫我遭遇这么许许多多的难处？
Lord, why is it that you would let me encounter so much hardship?
为什么别人跟随你没有什么难处，我跟随你，你就是把这许多的难处围绕着我？
Lord, why is it when others follow you, there is no hardship at all, but when I follow you, you give me so much hardship surrounding me?
这的确是我们常常在神的面前里面没有光的时候所发的问题。
And this is truly a question we will always pose to the Lord when we live, when we do not live under light.
不管是哪一个，
no matter who it is,
都会落到这种光景。
We would always can fall under this circumstance.
弟兄姊妹，你记得以利亚在何烈山上的那一段事情吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, if you still remember Elijah on the mountain of Horeb,
在何烈山以前。
Now before he was on the mountain of
Horeb, 那是扎密山
and he was on the Mount of Carmel.
那在扎密山上，还有保罗，对不起，以利亚倒是蛮风光的了。
Now when he was on Mount Carmel, he was very powerful.
不过几十天的功夫，他到了何烈山。
It was only about less than a month, and then he was on Mount Horeb.
弟兄姊妹，你就记得他在罗藤树上向神求死。
And then under the tree, he would ask for death from the Lord.
他说：“主啊，我死掉了是干脆了。
”As he says to the Lord, Lord, it would be good for me to die.
为什么我要遭遇这许许多多的难处呢
？Why must I go through so much hardship?
整个以色列都没有跟随你的人了，只剩下我。
Now there's no one in Israel that follows you except me.
那我有什么作用呢
？Then what use do I
have? 你不如把我也接去就好了。
Why don't you take me?
就说如果以利亚经历了神那样大的能力的显出。也会落到这样的地步。
Now, brothers and sisters, so Elijah, who have experienced such great all power of God, and now would fall under such a condition.
我们就是没有加密山的经历的人，那我们落在这种黑暗的光景里面，就一点都不稀奇了。
And for us who do not have this experience, like on Mount Carmel, then it would not be anything amazing for us to fall under such dark condition.
但是我们感觉稀奇的。
But what we find amazing is
保罗经过许许多多的难处，但是他没有发过这一类的怨言。
That Paul, after going through so much difficulty and hardship, he did not have any grieving.
他不是说他是一个钢铁造的人。
He is not saying that he is made of steel.
他在感觉上，他知道他所忍受的是非常不容易忍受的。
But in his feelings, he know what he has bear is not easy to take.
所以他说我所忍受的是何等的逼迫。
So he says that he has endured much persecutions.
好像他都说不出那个逼迫的那个难受的程度到一个什么的程度。
It seems like he cannot express to what degree his persecutions were.
是何等的逼迫。
It was such great persecution.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
他指出一个问题来。
He gives us this issue.
他但是从这一切的苦难中间，主都把我救出来。
But out of them all the Lord delivered me.
这是头一件事情，保罗在他跟随主的见证的道路上面第一个看见。
And this is the first insight that Paul had in the path of his following the Lord.
他看见什么
？What did he see?
他看清楚。
He saw very clearly.
我们的主在难处当中的陪伴和负责。
That our Lord would.Be with us in the difficulties, and He would be bearing our responsibility.
主没有叫我们不遭遇难处。
But the Lord would not give us difficulties.
主从来没有给我们一些拜偶像人的心思。
He did not give us this heart of worshiping idols.
拜神就是为了得福气。
That is, I worship Him only to gain blessing.
但我们的主从来没有把这个意思给我们。
The Lord never gave us this kind of heart.
反倒他给我们看到
But what he gives us is
我们跟随他我们会越过要失掉自己
That the more we follow him the more that we would lose ourselves
他老早就跟我们提出他所走过的路是十字架的路
And he has mentioned to us long before the way of his way is the way of the cross
我们跟随他的我们也必须走这个路
And we who follow after him would also need to go this way
但是有一件事情
But one thing
他说我是与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said, I will be with you to the end of the days.
我是住在你们里面，你们所经历的一切，我都陪着你去经历。
And that I dwell in you, and I would experience with you all that you go through.
所以尽管你们在世上有苦难
，So even though you may have difficulty on earth,
不是一件的苦难，是许多的苦难。
It is not just one, but many.
但是在我里面。有平安
But within me, you have peace.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
那主的话是不是准确的
Now, are the words of the Lord accurate?
主的话是不是真实的
Are his words true?
如果你从来没有经过难处的，你就不知道主的话是真的还是假的
If you have never gone through difficulty and hardship, you don't know if his words are true or false.
但是保罗却是经过许许多多的难处
But Paul has gone through many difficulties.
越经过难处，他就越抓紧了神的所说的是完全的
And the more difficulty Paul goes through, the more grasp of his having grasp on the Lord's words and its faithfulness.
是他能说，但是他从这一切苦难中都把我救出了。
So he is able to say, but out of them, all the Lord delivered me.
不管是中文、英文，啊，这几个字很传神了。
No matter what it is in English or in Chinese.
一切的难处。
It is expressed,
不是一件难处
It is expressed very clearly. It's not only one difficulty, it is all the difficulty.
另外一个很传神的字就是都
And another word that is very explicit, very real, it is that out of all of them,
都把我救出来
that the Lord have delivered me.
我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God.
就我们看见保罗的路上是满了各种各样的
Here we can see that Paul's path was filled with many difficulties and hardship.
但在每一个坎坷上面都满了主的陪伴和主的负责。
But in all of these hardship and difficulty, it is filled with the Lord's comfort and His responsibility.
他自己承担不起的，主替他承担。
That what Paul cannot bear, the Lord will bear for him.
而他就很轻松地走过。
Then very lightly and easily he can go through.
一次是这样
One time it is like this
两次是这样
Two times it is like this
三次四次五次都是这样
Three, four, five times it is like
this 所以就在保罗的里面非常明确的建立了一个看见
So within Paul very clearly he has this insight
在一切的难处中间主都没有叫我感觉不到他在陪伴我
But out of all the difficulties I had I feel the Lord's presence with me
不仅是陪伴着我
Not only is he with me
并且负责带我走过那个死荫的幽谷
He is also responsible to take me through the valley of the shadow of death
都把我救出来了
And he has delivered me out from them
都把我救出来
And he has delivered me out from all of them
乐
It's finished
哎呀这个乐字也是很传神的
And also this past tense is also very real
不是在说前面我盼望他来拯救我
It is not a hope that I have he will deliver me
而是说我已经经历过了
But it is also past tense I have already experienced it
实在宝贝
It is indeed precious
这是保罗的一个看见
This is one insight of Paul
那么过去是这样
It is the same in the past.
那前面会不会有改变?
Will there be any changes in the future?
会不会是过去的主是这样好,但是前面的主就也许有点修改呢?
Is it the Lord in the past is this good, but the Lord in the future would change a little?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗所认识的是一位不改变的主。
The Lord whom Paul knows is a Lord that never changes.
是一位从永远到永远的主。
He is a Lord from eternity to eternity.
他过去是如何?
How he is in the past.
现在也是如何?
He is like that now.
并且永永远远都是这样。
And forevermore he will be the same.
感谢赞美神。
Praise and thank God.
这是他第一个看见。
This is his first insight.
另外他在他所经历过的路上面他第二个看见。
And then in his experience this is his second insight.
那就是跟随主的人
And that's those who follow after the Lord
他不能在主走过的路以外再寻找一条新的路
He cannot outside of the Lord's path find another way
你说主的路难走，我们另外走，找过一条容易走的路。
If you say that the Lord's path is difficult, and I will try to find another path,
我当然人可以这样做。
Of course, man can do this.
现在也很多很多称为基督徒的人，他们也是这样做。
And indeed, there are many so-called Christians who do this today.
但是我们就不能不回到一个很根本的问题上。
But we cannot but return to a very basic question.
我们究竟是跟随主，还是跟随什么？
In fact, are we following the Lord or something else?
如果我们是跟随主，
Now, if we do follow the Lord,
主走过的路我们不走，
the path which our Lord has trod, and we do not go on.
主没有走的路我们要去走，
and we go on the path the Lord did not go on.
这能叫做跟随主吗？
Can we call this following after the Lord?
明显的就是不能。
Apparently, no.
所以在保罗跟随主的路上，他又看清楚了第二件事。
So on the path of Paul following after the Lord, he sees this for his second point.
他就是认定了十字架的道路。
He has determined the way of the cross.
也知道十字架道路的经历。
He has also known of the experience of the way of the cross.
所以他们以这个事实来。
So we can point out this fact for us.
凡立志在基督耶稣里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
弟兄姊妹们，这话是这个分量很重。
Brothers and sisters, these are very heavy words.
你立志在主里面进前度日。
Now that if you will to live godly in Christ Jesus.
说清楚一点，你立志在你一生的年日里头，无毫无保留的拣选主。
To be very clear is that if you dedicate and consecrate yourself in all of the days of your life to live godly in Christ Jesus,
你有这样的心智，
if you have this consecration,
你都要面对着逼迫的事，
then you shall suffer persecution.
弟兄姊妹们，这也就是我们弟兄主日交通里面所提到的一个很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a very serious matter that our brother shared with us this past Sunday.
什么是有价值的呢？
What is spiritual value? What is value?
如果碰到有难处的时候，你是不是还继续坚持你认为有价值的那一个？
Now when you encounter some difficulty, would you still hold fastly to what you think is valuable?
如果有一个有价值的事物在那里，你不需要付什么代价，你就能得着的。
Now if there is something valuable before you and you do not have to pay a price to gain it,
那这个什么难处都没有。
Then you have no difficulty with this.
谁都愿意接受这一个。
Everyone would be willing to take this.
但是现在问题就是在这里。
But the matter is this now.
有一个顶贵重的事物。
There is something that is of utmost value before you.
你要得住它的时候，你就要付出一些个代价。
Now in order to gain it, you must pay a certain price.
但有些时候你所付的代价是你自己感觉好像我付不起的。
And sometimes the price which you have to pay, you would think I cannot afford to pay this price.
落到这种光景里边的时候，
And under these conditions,
那我还不要不要去追求得着那一个呢？
Am I still willing wanting to gain this?
但是一个真实跟随主的人，
But one who truly follows after the Lord,
主非常清楚地指出一个问题。
The Lord clearly points out this matter.
你要么就不跟随主，
Either you don't follow after the Lord.
你要跟随主的话，
If you do,
这个代价你必须要付。
Then you must pay this price.
什么代价？
What price is this?
你准备受逼迫。
You must be ready to suffer persecution.
因为立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要把这个逼迫只是那么狭窄的，现在你在一个不信的政权的底下生活，你要跟随主，人家就给你对付。
Now brothers and sisters, do not confine very narrowly this word persecution, that you just merely live under an unbelieving surrounding, that they would persecute you for your belief.
弟兄姊妹们，跟随主的那个引出来的那一个结果，
Brothers and sisters, the result of following after the Lord,
不是那么窄的。
It is not that narrow.
你如果从我们接受从主那里得的荣耀，那个范围是很宽广的。
Now from the aspect of our receiving of the Lord, that boundary is very wide.
但是同样的，你因着主的缘故，你受人误会、谴责、讥笑， 这一个范围同样是那样宽广的。
But on the same token that we would be despised and mocked and persecuted and trod upon, it is just as wide.
我们不说别的了。
Now we won't mention anything else.
前几年前我们当中一个姊妹。
Now a few years ago, a sister amongst us.
她信了主。
She believed in the Lord.
她很清新的跟随主。
That with a pure heart she followed after the Lord.
她的父亲算是一个老学究吧。
And her father was of the old schooling.
哦，就很不高兴。
And he was very unhappy about this.
二十几岁的一个女儿。
Now she was in her 20s.
她能拿着那个，我不知道是鸡毛杆啊，还是是棍子啊，还是是什么。
I don't know what he was taking, a stick or a big stick.
她就要她的女儿跪在他们家的那个祖宗的台，那个神台的前面去宰打他。
And he had his daughter kneel before the plaque of the ancestors and then to beat her.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们的姊妹不答应去上香。
It was because our sister did not agree to offer up the incense.
弟兄姊妹，你看，就是在日常生活里边所碰到的一些很小的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, these may be minor things that we encounter in our daily living.
你说要很轻松的就把它划过去，你也可以。
And if you say we can just slightly just breeze through this, maybe.
但是这里说你立志。在基督耶稣里敬虔度日。
But here it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹就看到。
Brothers and sisters.
引来的那个光景就是这个样。
Then you can see the condition that will bring forth.
又或者说。
Or we can say.
你在办公厅里。
Maybe in your employment place.
那是同事们不是讲那个绅士犬马。
Then the co-workers, they would talk about dirty jokes.
还有包括许许多多的其他的。
And they might talk about many other things.
你觉得你不是，你不要混在他们当中。
Then do not be mixed with them.
你就不没有跟他们在一起。
So you're not being with them.
人家说我们合伙买一个 lotus.
And then they may say that we can just all chip in to buy lotto tickets.
你说对不起，这个我不知道。
And then you say that no, sorry, I do not do this.
人家说，哎呀，如果中了奖啊，我们很开心的。
And then they say no, if we win, then we will be very happy together.
你说这个我不做。
You say no, I do not do this.
人说妹妹为什么不做呢？
And they say why don't you do this?
我信主吧。
So I believe in the Lord. I do not.
那么当然还有许许多多其他的玩意。
Of course, there are many other things that they come up with.
那你怎么去应付？
Then how do you deal with all of these?
如果你是立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，
Now, if you have will to live godly in Christ Jesus,
你知道你不能接受。
You know you cannot receive any of this.
好了。
And now,
慢慢的你就感觉。
Then gradually you feel.
同事们就冷言冷语的给你好听。
The co-workers would give you the cold shoulder.
甚至拿你开玩笑啊。
And then they would also mock you.
到了一个地步，你讲感觉好像在整个办公厅里头，你是给孤立起来的。
And it seems like you're the only one by yourself in your employment place.
这个孤立的代价你能不能付呢？
Are you willing to pay this price?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以不要说是一定在一些不信神的政权的底下，我们才能会遇见有逼迫的事。
So brothers and sisters, it is not only under circumstances of the unbelieving nation that we will encounter persecution.
只要你不甘心离开主给我们所占的那个在基督里的地位。
As long as you are not willing to depart away from the position which God has given us in Christ Jesus,
你或多或少你会碰到什么叫做受逼迫的滋味？
Then more or less you would have a taste of persecution.
那这个是第二个看见。
Now this is the second insight.
这一个看见。
Now this insight.
就保罗里面很有把握的知道。
Has given Paul very assurance.
如果我的路 点难处都没有的。
If I have no difficulty at all on my path,
那么恐怕我的路不是走在主的喜悦。
Then I'm afraid that my path may not be in the delight of the Lord.
我们记得我们的主在地上向门徒说过这样的话。
If we remember the Lord speaking to the disciples in this way,
当众人都在那里称赞你的时候
，that when all are praising you,
你就有祸了。
Then woe to you.
祸在什么地方
？Where's the woe?
照着我们的天然
，according to
别人称赞我们，我们真是开心。
When others give us praise, we will be ecstatic.
称赞我们一两次的时候，我们就飘飘然。
After they praise us one or two times, we will be so excited.
但是主说
，But the Lord said,
众人都在那里称赞你的时候
，When everyone is there praising you,
你就有祸了。
Then woe to you.
祸在什么地方
？Where's the woe?
或者你已经离开了主的路。
It is woe that you have departed away from the path of the Lord already.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
保罗看到
，Paul sees，
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
All those who will to live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这个话，就是说没有例外。
Brothers and sisters, notice these words. There are no exceptions.
如果有例外的，就不叫都要受逼迫。
If there is an exception, then it would not say that all would suffer persecution.
他只是告诉我们说，很可能你要遇到逼迫的。
Then he would just tell us you may encounter persecution.
但是没有说可能的事。
But he did not say it is a possibility.
是肯定的事。
It is definitely.
是都要受逼迫。
All shall suffer persecution.
没有例外。
No exceptions.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
过去有些人就说了，立门基督徒。就是这么的消极了。
Before some would say that you Christians are always so pessimistic.
你们都已经肯定了你们自己是不受欢迎了。
You have already deemed that you will not be welcome.
难道你们不能自己一点去从不受欢迎进到受欢迎吗
？Can't you just be a little more aggressive and active to coming out of being unwelcome to being welcome?
不认识主的人是可以有这样的提议。
Those who do not know the Lord can give you this opinion.
他们根本不领会我们之所以。会发生这样的事情
，because they completely do not understand that we will have this occur to us.
乃是因为我们不愿意，也不甘心离开在基督里的事实。
It is because we are unwilling or not willing to depart away from the fact that we are in Christ Jesus.
那这是第二个保罗看到的。
And this is the second insight of Paul.
所以也是他在不住的经历难处的时候。他并没有因着难处而叫他里面发生动摇。
It is also his continuing experience of encountering difficulty that he did not waver from within.
那第三个看见。
Now the third insight.
他说难道我们的主就闭上眼睛来不看他名下的人受这许多的难处吗
？Then he tells us, would our Lord just be ignorant of the fact that we who are in Him would suffer for persecution?
这也是许多人常常在神面前问的问题。
And this is also a question that many a times people ask before God.
神啊，你就任凭人家这样欺负我们，你不管了吗
？God, would you allow for us to be dealt in this way, and you do not do anything about it?
弟兄姊妹，你读启示录的时候啊
，Brothers and sisters, when you read Revelation,
你看到。那第几个印啊？第五个印还是第六个印揭开的时候
？That when you see the fifth or the sixth seal when it is open，
那祭坛底下的那些被为着主的名被斩者的灵魂，不是在那里也发出这个问题吗
？On the souls that were martyred for God under the altar also posing this question。
公义的主啊，你不为我们生流血的之冤，还要等到几时呢
？Righteous Lord, if you do not bear our grievances now, when will you wait to？
弟兄姊妹们，你看人的天然的里边发这个问题是非常非常容易的。
Brothers and sisters, in man's nature, it is very easy for us to ask these kind of questions.
但是圣灵给保罗看见一件事。
But the Holy Spirit lets Paul see one thing.
这一个堕落的世代。
That this fallen generation.
这一个离开神的世界。
This world who have already departed
away from God. 你不能盼望。他在那里有与神表同情的事情出现。
You cannot hope for anything that they would have sympathy toward the matters of God.
你只能看见从其中越来越堕落。
You can only see from their midst that they would become more and more corrupt.
越来越与神 的距离更远。
And more they would depart away from God.
所以十三节那里说，只是做恶的和迷惑人的，比越久越恶。
In verse 13, that's why it says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
他们欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
Deceiving and being deceived.
我们怎么注意这里边有两件事。
Brothers and sisters, notice two things in here.
一件事是做恶的。
One is the evil man.
另外一个是迷惑人的。
And the other one is the seducer.
那用什么你知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
做恶的是在行动上的。
Now evil is in action.
迷惑人的是在心思上的。
To seduce is in their mind and thought.
作恶的是在直接抵挡神的。
Evil man is direct opposition to God.
心思上的是在不知不觉的当中把我们的信心偷走的。
In mind and thought is subconsciously taking away our faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是幕后的世代的里头一个非常非常明显的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very clear phenomenon in the last.
弟兄姊妹们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, you all know.
你常常在那个车子，在那一些人的汽车上面看到一条鱼。
That many times you can see this fish on many automobiles.
里面也许有些字，有些没有字。
Some may have words, some may not.
哎呀，你一看到说，哎呀，这是基督徒的记号。
Then when you see this, you say this is the symbol of a Christian.
这个开车的定规是信主的。
This person in the car is a believer in the Lord.
但是有些时候你又看见有些鱼。
But sometimes you also see this little fish.
那个鱼有脚的。
But they have legs.
鼻上有几个点啊，就好像几个脚的。
And then they have some dots under the fish. It's like their feet.
哎呀，你说怎么会那么古怪？
You say how come it's so strange?
鱼怎么会有脚的？
How come these fish have feet?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
Brothers and sisters, you know,
这两个记号我们在美国常常看到的
that we see these two symbols often in America.
我们弟兄姊妹都知道
we all know
是一条鱼，那是基督徒的记号。
If it's a fish,
不能这样说。
I would just say it this way, then it's a symbol of a Christian.
但是是不是真的基督徒，但另外一件事，起码他是承认他是信耶稣的就是了。
Now, when,
那是有脚的鱼呢？
Now, when you see those fish with tiny feet,
明显他就说，你的鱼没有脚的，你相信神创造的，我就不相信神创造的，我是相信进化来的，所以那个鱼是从那些有脚的爬虫
变成的。 So very plainly, they say that you have the fish, that you believe in God's creation, but I do not have the fish, I don't believe in God's creation, I believe in evolution, so that they evolve to become like this.
对不起，我应该把那个有脚的鱼要变成爬虫的。
And that those fish that have feet, they would become to be able to be living creatures.
当你看到这些东西的时候，你感觉是什么？
And so when you see these things, brothers and sisters, how do you feel?
我就是喜欢与神作对。
They that is how they feel. They feel I want to oppose God.
你们基督徒是说神创造，我就是要给人说。不是神创造，是进化。
You Christians claim that it's God's creation. I would oppose that, and I say it's evolution.
并且这些个道理，这些个字，越来越是越汹涌。
And these doctrines, they're growing more fierce and fierce.
虽然在这些年间呢，许多许多做科学研究的人都已经在那里说，进化论这个东西不能。全盘接受的。
And even though more and more now the scientists say that you cannot fully accept this doctrine of evolution,
甚至是根本不能接受的。
Or even to a point that you absolutely cannot accept
this thought. 但是现在在生物界的里边，你要是把进化论的理论拿掉，他们就无从去做研究。
Now, but then if you take away this theory of evolution, there's just no way for them to do any of their lab work anymore.
他们就没有根据去做研究。
Then they cannot have any more of the lab work anymore.
那这个还是小事。
And this is just a minor thing.
但是这些人啊，他们生气汹汹的。
That they would just say it with an attitude.
他们是翻过来，大声的在那里喊说。
And they say it loudly.
进化，进化，进化。
Evolution, evolution.
没有神，没有神。
There's no God, no God.
前几天我又看到。一个图片呢，弟兄姊妹们在报纸上都能看到的。
And a few days ago, I saw this picture. I think brothers and sisters can see it as well.
121年以前的宇宙。
It is the universe of 121 years ago.
我不晓得是121年还是121光年，反正就是121年已经是我们的头脑想不透的了。
Now I forgot if it was 121 light years ago or 121 years ago, but even if it's 121, it's something that we cannot comprehend.
那个时候的宇宙。
Now the universe at that time.
是那么明确的放摆在那。
It was so clearly placed there.
人的思想都跟不上去的。
And man cannot even comprehend it.
你说这些事情就是自然的发生了。
And then you can just say this came naturally.
人家就觉得不可思议。
Then others cannot imagine this.
你如果说啊，这个是进化来的。
And then if you say it is evolved this way.
人家说是啊是啊，真的。
Then others say yes, yes, this is how it came.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
就是黑暗的权势在人的心思的里边来辖制人。
This is the power of darkness in the mind and thought of man to bind man.
这种情况是越来。
And these circumstances grow more and more and more fierce.
因着苏联和东欧的那些国家的倒台啊。
And because of the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe being fallen.
好像这种气焰是稍微收敛了一点。
It seems like this has grown a little backward.
因为缺少了那么许多的政权在那里推动这个抵挡神。
Because then you would have lost some of the political powers that would push for opposing God.
但事实上不是。
But in fact, it is not.
有政权支持和没有政权支持，并没有减少人心里面对神的那个顶撞。
Whether the political power supporting it or not, it did not decrease man's heart to oppose God.
所以就说到作恶的和迷惑人的越来越恶。
So here it says, but evil men and seducers grow wax more and more.
他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。
Deceiving and being deceived.
你问一些中学生。
And if you just ask some high schoolers.
你怎么知道？
How do you know? How do you know it's evolution?
老师讲。
The teacher said so.
他给人骗了。
They were deceived.
他以为那是真的吗？
They think they are real.
也许他又回来对弟弟妹妹说。生物是进化的。
And then they go home and tell their younger siblings it is by evolution.
他给人骗了，他又去骗人。
They were deceived and they are deceiving.
弟兄姊妹，你看这些事情很简单。
Brothers and sisters, these matters are very simple.
就是不住的在人中间发展。
It is continuing to happen amongst men.
但这里不是叫我们只是看见这个情形。
But here not only lets us see this condition.
这里是给我们看见这些事情越来越普遍，越来程度越加深，越来越。
But here it lets us see that it grows worse and worse and it is deepened and it has become common.
那圣灵用保罗说这个话有什么意思？
Then what is the meaning of the Holy Spirit saying this through Paul?
有意思。
There is meaning.
他让保罗看得非常清楚属地的事物发展的方向和那个变化。
The Holy Spirit lets Paul see the direction of the world and its changes.
不管地的那个发展怎么发展法
？No matter how the earth would come about,
它的方向就是向着抵挡神。
The direction would grow and towards opposing God.
它所有的变化就是更深的叫他们去抵挡神。
All the direction of the earth is going is to even more and more oppose God.
那这是第三个看见。
And this is the third insight.
所以也就是说，对属地的事情。不再寄予任何的盼望。
So that is to have no more hope, not any hope for the matters of earth.
不可能从地上你找到对神的同情。
That you would not find any sympathy toward the matters of God on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我说了这么许多的话。
Brothers and sisters, all the words I've spoken.
你说跟我们有什么直接关系？
You say, what does this have to do with me directly?
很有关系。
Very much to do with you.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得是。这些年来控制了基督教的一个思潮的是什么神学
？Brothers and sisters, do you know what kind of thought that is controlling Christianity? What kind of theology that is?
那我不是说那些 什么解放神学啊，那么什么什么那个人民神学啊，这一些根本与属灵的事情没有关系的。
I'm not referring to some type of theology that has nothing to do with the matters of God.
我是说到那个在信仰纯正的这个所谓基督教的范围里边。
Now, I'm only referring to the purity of the belief, the faith that is in Christianity.
弟兄姊妹，那就是叫做成功神学。
Brothers and sisters, that is the prosperity gospel.
我这个成功的神学影响了很多很多人。
Now this prosperity gospel has affected many.
他们觉得在地上还是有前途的。
They still think that there is a future of the earth.
你只要下点功夫，你就能借着神的恩典，你就得着成功。
That as long as you put a little work and effort into it, and by the grace of God, you can succeed.
因为神的祝福在属地的事物上也是。很大的显出来。
Because then the blessing of God would greatly manifest on earth.
那么在最近这一二十年
Just in the past decade or two.
当然这个没有直接跟基督教发生关系。
Of course this has not directly have anything to do with Christianity.
但是他们却是盗用基督教的一些个东西。
But they're using and stealing from some matters of Christianity.
这个叫做新世纪运动 New Ages.
And this is the New Age movement.
弟兄姊妹，也就是差不多就是这个东西。
And this is this type of matter.
好像就给人看见这个地还是有前途的。
To allow man to see as if this earth still has a future.
在纯正的基督教的这个范围里头。
In pure boundary of Christianity.
提到国度的问题的时候。
And when you mention this matter about the kingdom.
几十年以前，只有千年前派。和千禧年前派和千禧年后派。
A few decades ago, there's only these two beliefs that is either pre-millennium or post-millennium.
那这个千年前派跟千年后派，其啊，这个最重要的那个点就是究竟主耶稣再来是在什么时候
？And the only issue to deal with these two different beliefs is that, when is the return of the Lord?
是在国度以前来呢？还是在国度结束了以后主才来。
Does the Lord return at the beginning of the kingdom or after the kingdom has finished?
但是在第二次大战左右就有一派新的学说出来，其实也不是新的。
But after around the time of the Second World War, there's a sect that came out with this thought, and actually it's not any new thought.
大概在三四世纪的时候已经出现过了，后来沉下去。
It actually came about on the third or fourth century, but then it has just gone back sank.
在第二次大战的期间又冒起头来了。
And then it came about again in the Second World War.
这一个对国度的那个认识就是称为无千年派。
And this understanding of this sect of the kingdom is that there is no millennium.
他们的主张是说根本就没有国度这一段的时间。
And they just completely deny this fact, this matter of there's a kingdom.
他们就说自从主复活升天以后。
They say that when the Lord was risen and ascended,
就借着福音渐渐地把这个地来改变。
And through the gospel, it gradually changed the land.
改变到了一天就是主所要的那种情形
until one day it is the circumstance which the Lord wants
主就来
then the Lord returns
那弟兄姊妹你晓得这个学说啊
now brothers and sisters understand
现在大概控制了全世界纯正信仰的神学院70%以上
you can almost say you can say that this kind of thought has control overMore than 70% of the theology teaching today.
所以碰到很多很多的年轻一代的或者中年一代的传道人，他们就告诉你说没有国度。
So then, if you encounter some young preachers or middle-aged preachers, they will tell you there is no kingdom.
他说不需要有国度的这个。
They say there is no need for a kingdom.
因为福音的果效就慢慢把这个地就。改变成为国度
because the fruit of the gospel will gradually change this land into the kingdom
那说清楚一点就是说这个地还是有前途的
to be more clear it is that this land still has a future
那弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters
神的话给我们看见
the word of God lets us see
没有
no
没有
no
必不会再有前途。
That there is no hope for the land.
因为我们的主已经定规，不再在这个地来做任何的改良了。
Because our Lord has already willed that He would not do any changes or fixes to the land.
所以你回到神的话里边，你就看见，只是做恶的和尼伯人的越来比越久越恶。
So when you see, we turn to the Word of God, but evil men and seducers grow worse and worse.
那如果圣灵用保罗说到末世的那种光景，只是说到这里为止。
Now if the Holy Spirit uses Paul to say of the last days and ends here,
我们就很可怜。
Then we are very pitiful.
我们没有路。
We have no way.
因为这个世界越来越恶，越来越离弃神。
Because this world grows more and more evil and it departs away more and more from God.
在这样的一些的大环境的里面，我们怎么能站立的？
And under these circumstances, how can we stand?
感谢神。
Thank God.
在保罗的经历里，
In Paul's experience,
圣灵给他第四个看见。
The Holy Spirit gives us his fourth insight.
那就是十四节了。
That's verse 14.
但你所学习和所确信的要存在心里。
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of.
因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
学什么呢？
What did he learn?
接下去就说
and then it continues,
并且知道你是从小就明白圣经
and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
他从保罗提摩太从小就明白圣经
that Timothy from a child has known the holy scriptures
因为他有一个敬虔的祖母跟母亲
because he has a very pious grandmother and mother
然后又跟随保罗去认识主的真道。
And then he also follows Paul to know the true path of the Lord.
那在这里保罗就说。
And then here Paul says,
你从小你就知道就明白就认识神的说了什么话。
That from a child you have understood and know and have made known the words of God.
这些年你与我在一起的时候你也渐渐地明白神所说的话的那个实际的意思是什么。
And these few years that you have been with me, gradually you come to know the true meaning of God speaking these words.
你不是只有字句，你也有了经意。
You not only have the words, but you also have the essence.
Spirit.
You also have the spirit.
你所以能有这样，乃是你知道我保罗给你的一些的交通和教导，都是直接从起神的启示里边来的。
And you know and you have all this because you know the words which I share with you, it is from the revelation of God.
那因此
therefore,
你必须很准确的
very accurately,
根据你所学的神的真道来站立。
That you must stand from the truth, from the word of God that you have learned and been assured of.
那简单话来说就是
simply put,
能脱离这许许多的混乱的把握，不是在别的。
The assurance that you can depart away from all this confusion is none other.
乃是在神的话。
But in the word of God.
乃是在神向人说的话。
It is by the word that God speaks to man.
而这也是我们能站立在主的一边的那一个确据。
And this is also the assurance that we can stand on the Lord's side.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是的确是一个非常宝贝的光。
This is also a very precious light.
离开了神的话
，apart from the word of God，
离开了圣经
，apart from the scriptures，
我们不知道我们在做什么。
We don't know what we are doing.
离开了从正义上面去认识神的道。
If we depart away from the spirit and the true meaning of the word of God,
我们也不知道我们在做什么。
Then we would not know what we are doing.
也许我们只是热心在一些宗教的活动上面。
We may just be zealous in religious activity.
我们在北美
For us
就不大熟悉最近在中国里边 所发生的一些事。
For us to be in Northern America, we may not be very familiar with the matters going on in mainland China.
那是就说在基督教这个范围里边。
And this is also in the boundary of Christianity.
我们比较熟悉的就是，政府借着三次会来控制教会。
What we may be more familiar with is that the government through the three self church tries to control the church.
这是外面的。
This is just external.
但是近年来在中国的大陆上面的基督教里边出现了一个东西。
But in recent years, the Christianity in mainland China have this come about.
那是在内部的。
That is from within.
这样的一个事情已经开始影响到香港。
And this matter is gradually affecting Hong Kong.
不过还没有到北美。
It is not yet come to Northern America.
是什么一回事呢？
What matter is this?
那在中国大陆上面，
In mainland China,
在一些称为家庭教会的里边出现了好些的异端。
That there have come about quite a few heresy in the so-called in the family churches.
但是严格说起来，他们并不能归入在家庭教会的范围。
But to be very strict.These places cannot be called family churches.
因为他们根本就与基督没有关系。
Because in fact they have nothing to do with Christ.
但是人是这样看，不是三次教会就是家庭教会。
Because man looks at it, either it is the three self church or the family church.
那我们姑且就接受这个观念吧。
Then we'll just for the sake of then we will accept this kind of thinking.
那么这些年来就出现了一批人。
Now recently there's this group of people.
他们叫做东方闪电。
And they are called the Eastern
Thunder in the East.
Oh, the Thunder in the East.
你听这个名字就觉得有点古怪啊。
And then just by hearing this name, it's a little strange.
什么东方闪电？
That this is the thunder from the East.
哦，原来他是说。
That is because they say this.
主来。
That when the Lord comes.
就像闪电一样
It's just like lightning.
从东边直到西边
It is from east to west.
那这是圣经上的话呢
And so these are scriptural.
所以他们叫东方闪电
So they're called the thunder from lightning from the east.
那么他说什么 他主那这样一听我们说哦大概是说主再来
Oh, when we hear them saying this, then they say maybe they're talking about the Lord's return.
是和主再来的这个事情有点关系
Yes, it has a little to do with the Lord's return.
但是那个内容啊，就是真是很古怪。现在我还没有完全掌握，我只能很皮毛的给弟兄姊妹提一下。
But the contents that they have is very strange. I cannot completely grasp it yet. I'm just on the surface sharing with brothers and sisters.
他说不错，我们的主耶稣第一次道成肉身到地上。
They said yes, our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh the first time.
他也应许他有第二次来。
And he has promised to return for a second time.
那现在就是主要来，主来的时候。
And now it is his second coming.
我们的神是全能的神。
And our Lord is the Almighty God.
所以他是满了变化的。
So he is full of changes.
那因此，主耶稣第一次来的时候。他是男孩子
Therefore, the first time he came as a male.
现在主耶稣第二次来的时候，他是女孩子
So the second time that he returns, it would be a female.
因为发起这一个派别的，就是一个三十来岁的在河南的一个女孩子
Because the one who came about with this,she brought the sect was a female in her 30s from Henan.
然后里面又说到，神的工作是怎样的变化的。
And then she would share with them how the work of the Lord changes and transforms.
他们的很主要的是根据七个讲到的内容。
And the utmost point they hold on to is according to seven teachings.
就是这个女孩子所接受的七个启示。
And this is the seven revelations that this female received.
那详细的情形今天晚上也不能说了。
Now I won't go into detail tonight about these things.
但是问题在什么地方？
But where is the issue?
我提的这个问题在什么地方？
Why did I bring about this? What is the problem with it?
许多中国的家庭教会的一些带领的弟兄。
many family churches in mainland China, the leading brethren,
特别是一些中年的带领的弟兄们，
especially some leading brothers in their middle age,
他们竟然能接受这样的一个东西，
that they would surprisingly being able to accept these kind of thoughts.
在河南，在安徽，那这些都是主的工作很大的地方，但在这些地方里边就有很多。就有很多这种光景出现。
In Henan and Anhui, there are these things where the Lord works the most. These things come about.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
如果是普通的一些弟兄姊妹们去接受这些古里古怪的东西，我们也能理解。
If it's just some common brothers and sisters.To receive these kind of teachings, these strange teachings, we may be able to understand.
但是一些中已经是中年的负责弟兄们，
but for a middle-aged leading brother,
他们能把整个的聚会带到这样的一些异端的里面，
that they will lead the entire congregation to such a heresy.
这个问题就严重了。
Then this is a very serious matter.
他们凭什么能在弟兄们中间显出是做带领人？
Then by what can they manifest the leadership amongst the brethren there?
当然有好多方面。
Of course, there are many sides.
也许他们很热心。
Maybe they're very selfless.
也许他们对主的话有相当的熟悉。
Maybe they're very familiar with the word of God.
也许他们有其他各种各样的条件。
Or maybe they're qualified in different sides.
是他们就做了负责弟兄。
So then they became the brother responsible.
但是这就发生难处了。
Now there's this difficulty.
我们就要问问。
Then we have to ask.
为什么这些负责弟兄会这样的脆弱？
Why is it that these leading brothers are so weak?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你留意刚才我说，
pay attention.
他们对神的话有相当的认识。
That I mentioned that they have some quite a bit of knowledge about the word of God.
但是却不是完全的认识。
But it is not complete.
问题就出在这。
And this is where the problem is.
常常就是这些一知半解的。
It is often that these brothers start with a half tank.
有一些新鲜的道理，或者一些奇怪的事情，他们就受吸引。
Now when these new and strange and refreshing thoughts come about, then they are captured.
那这些事情的发生就说明了，人跟随主，那个根基不是在。神自己所说的话上。
Then that reveals to us that what man follows, it is not based upon the foundation of the word of God.
但现在保罗对提摩太非常严肃地提起一件事。
Now Paul strictly, sternly tells Timothy of this thing.
你必须学会。
You must learn.
毫无保留地跟随神自己。
Without any reservation to follow the word of God.
因为你不跟随神自己的话。
Because if you do not follow the word of God.
你自己没有路走。
You do not have a way out.
你也没有办法把教会带到有路走的地方。
And you have no way to lead the church into a way out.
所以你必须要持守着圣经。
So you must hold fast onto the scriptures.
所以他说你所学习的所缺信的要存在心里。
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of.
因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
并且你是从小就明白圣经。
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture.
这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Which thou art able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
换另外一句话来说。
In other words.
这圣经让你找到了归向神的路。
The scriptures have given you a way to be in Christ Jesus.
这圣经让你找到基督作为你自己的路。
And through the word, it has led you to Christ is your way.
你离开了圣经。
And if you departed from
the scriptures, 你就不知道神是怎么样的一位神。
You don't know what kind of God
is. 你离开了神的话。
If you departed from the word of God,
你就不知道什么是基督。
You don't know what is Christ.
和他的所做。
And all that he does.
你要认识神和神所要做的。
In order to know God and what He does,
你必须要下功夫在神的话语上。
You must spend some time and energy in the Word of God.
你不下功夫在神的话语上。
You do not do that.
人家在那里说东方闪电了。
Then when others say about the eastern thunder,
你看看果然也真的闪电了。
And then you see, yes, it is lightning and thunder.
好，那你就跟随。
Then you follow that.
人家在那里说你。得救的时候你不哭上三天三夜你就不是得救的。
And when others tell you if you are saved you do not weep for 3 days and 3 nights then you are not saved.
他们说这个也对啊。
Then you say that also sounds
good. 这样你们要痛痛的悔改你怎么会信主呢？
Because if you do not repent in tears then how do you believe in the Lord?
这些小的这许许多多的似是而非的道理。
Brothers and sisters, all these strange doctrines.
伤害了不少神的儿女
has caused much harm to the many children of God.
但是你怎么能从这些伤害的里边保守我们不落在那种仇敌的陷阱
But how are we able to keep ourselves and protect ourselves not to fall into the snares of the enemy?
我们那个把握不是我们的经历
Our assurance is not our own
也不是我们所知道的一些所谓真理
It is not some kind of knowledge we think is the truth
因为有好些真理是人用自己的心思组织出来的一些话语
Because many of the doctrines of truth is just made up from our thinking or our
虽然是根据圣经里边的一些话
Even though it may be based on some words of the Bible,
但是不一定是完全是根据神的。
But it may not be completely according to the word.
好像今天晚下午我就看了一篇文章。
Just like this afternoon, I saw this article.
这是一个在信义会里边还相当有地位的一个人。
And it is someone with much power in the Lutheran Church.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
他就是为女牧师来。辩护
and he is defending the women pastors
他就说了从创造怎么看从救赎怎么看保罗又怎么看教会的那个怎么看好像这个结论就是说可以有女牧师
and his views were from creation from redemption and how Paul sees it and from the New Testament from the church then it's saying that you can't have women pastors
他说那些不给有女牧师的人乃是男性做中心的教会
and those who do not allow for the women pastors are the churches that are based by men
你要是看他的你也觉得他也蛮有道理
if you just look at that from his view then it's very reasonable
我们是根据道理来行走在主的面前还是根据什么来决定我们的脚步
now brothers and sisters what do we follow according to our footsteps is it by logic and reason
只有神自己的话
No, but only by the word of God
所以就说 这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧
And so it says which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus
圣经都是神向所默示的
Our scripture is given by the inspiration of God
留意这几个话
Now pay attention to this
教训
It's profitable
读者
for doctrine, for reproof for correction
教导人学义
for instruction in righteousness
都是有益的
it is all profitable
有益在什么地方
where is it profitable
有益在那是一个正路
it is profitable because that is the true way
你去教训人
you can go and teach
你怎么知道你那个教训是对
how do you know teaching is right
根据什么是说那个教训是对
on what foundation is your teaching right
你去责备人
if you go to reproof
你怎么知道你的责备能站得住脚呢
how do you know your rebuke can be stand
你说要把人领到神的面前来
you say you want to lead someone before God
你用什么方法把他领回神面前来
by what can you lead them before God
是不是我进来的时候 Eric 又给我看了一个广告
and when I came in Eric let me see this commercial
那是在韩国里面寄来的一个叫做叫做感谢赞美学校敬拜学校
and that
赞美敬拜学校
that is in Korea is a school about teaching praises and thanksgiving
他们邀请你去参加他们这个训练
and they ask you to go and be trained in this
你去经过训练你就会赞美了
and through all the teaching then you learn how to give thanks and praise
你经过训练你就会敬拜了
and through all this teaching you know
好像你不经过他们那个训练你根本就不知道什么叫做敬拜和赞美
it seems like if you don't go through that course you don't know how to worship and give thanks and praise
根据什么说这个话呢
by what do you say these words
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
人家也说你又根据什么来说这些话呢
Others may also say to you, by what do you say these words?
我们说不是根据我说你说他说
We say it is not according to what I say, he says, she says
我们要留意的乃是注意神怎么说
But we must pay attention to what God says
我们要知道神怎么说
If we know what he says
你只有一件事情能做
Then there's only one thing you can do
就是好好的去吸收神的话
That is to absorb well the word of God
所以说圣经都是神所默示
That's why it says all scripture is inspired by God
是神向人打开他自己和他心意的记录
It is God revealing himself his plan, his purpose to man
里面是包括神自己要做的事
Within that it is the matters that God himself will do
包括神的自己是怎么的一回事。
It also includes what kind of God he is.
也包括神要我们知道的一些属灵的事实。
It also includes some spiritual truths that God wants us to know.
这个属灵的事实包括撒旦的动作、心思、人的动作、心思。
These spiritual truths include Satan's actions and his thoughts, man's actions and man's thoughts.
从神的话里头，我们很全面的吧。属灵的事情去领会去认识
and from the word of God we can completely to know and fully understand
来定规我们跟随的路
to determine our footsteps
所以那个结论就是这样说
so the conclusion is this
你只有回到圣经里
you can only return to the Holy Scriptures
才能得到进入完全的路
Then are you able to gain the way into perfection?
才能给神预备好去做神所要做的事
Then you can be fully equipped to do the things that God wants to do.
但是有人就说了
Then others may say,
那回到神的话里
Now if you return to the word of God,
那不是凭着基督啊
Then isn't it according to Christ?
这个问题我这个问号问得很好的
This is a good question.
是凭着基督
It is by Christ
但是你怎么认识基督
But how do you know of Christ
你根据什么去认识基督
According to what did you come to know Christ
如果不是在神的话的里头
If it's not in the word of God
我们连认识基督都没有路
That we would not have a way to come to know Christ
不要说去凭着基督
Not to say by Christ
我们感谢神
We thank God
在整个属灵征战的战力的这一个事上面
In the entire spiritual warfare,
神是要我们站立在基督里。
That God wants us to stand on the side of Christ, in Christ.
但是我们怎么去认识基督呢
How do we come to know Christ?
我们怎么知道那个真正跟随基督的路呢
How do we know that true path in following Christ?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
只有一个路
Only one way.
那就是回到神的话。
That is to return to the word of God.
那就是持守圣经的真理的光
That is to hold steadfastly to the light of the word of God.
圣灵借着保罗向提摩太的那个启示
This is a revelation to Timothy, through Paul at that time.
应付那个末后的日子所有的属灵的危险
To deal with all the spiritual dangers in the last days.
但是不是光为着提摩太那一段在地上的那一段日子
But not only for Timothy in his time
也是为着所有在主再来以前活在地上的那些跟随主的人
But also for those who follow the Lord who are still living before the Lord returns
我们感谢神
We thank God
因为他把他自己的话留下给我
Because he has preserved his word for us
但不是留下给我们做一个宝藏藏在那个保险箱里
It is not for us to hide as a treasure in the safety deposit box
乃是要叫我们存在心里
But it's for us to store it in our hearts
让神的话来指导着我们在这弯曲悖谬的世代的里边站立征战享用的圣
So that we can store it and use it in this crooked and perverse generation that we can stand and we can be firm and we can be victorious And we can enjoy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但愿主亲自的吸引我们去更多的爱慕他自己的话。
May the Lord himself do the work for us to desire more of his word.
我想晚上就和弟兄姊妹交通到这。
I think I will end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.